So you were in Keysburg here recently, and you're traveling kind of the country. Can you tell us a little bit about your story and your raising awareness about an important issue that hits very close to home for you? Tell us that.
Well, my son, who was 22 years old, he had bought a van and he had dreams of traveling, but unfortunately, he took his life August 9th, 2018. Changed my life forever. So living with that pain every day, I decided I wanted to make sure that I could make a difference so that nobody else would have to go through that. So I started a nonprofit organization called Tears from Daniel because my son's name was Daniel. And in our community and in our surrounding community, we've had so many suicides. It's an epidemic. I can't even express to you how bad it is. So we decided we were going to try and open a center free for everybody because our community and the surrounding communities needed this desperately so that we could stop this. Even to this day, we still continue to have suicides. It's terrible. It's just a horrible thing. Well, after it's been a little over 3 years now, suicide is hard to deal with. Like, I have a lot of people that reach out to me. I do speaking engagements. I go to schools, colleges, churches, events, anything I can do to bring awareness and to educate others so that we can stop this. I decided I needed to do something for me so that I could heal because I was so involved in this. So I decided to finish my son's van. So I started a YouTube channel called Travels for Daniel, and I'm gonna finish out his dream and do suicide awareness as I go, and hopefully help others and educate others so that this epidemic can stop.
So you're providing awareness, but I'm assuming as a mother, these journeys serve as a little therapy for you too. Does it?
Yes, it does. It really does. It's helped me. I mean, the pain is always there, but you learn to cope, and that's about all I can tell you. It never gets easier. That I miss him every single day. But you know, helping others, he helped a lot of people. He impacted a lot of lives, and so through this journey, I feel like he's still helping others through me by bringing suicide awareness out to try and stop this epidemic. I mean, there's a shortage in mental health. There's a stigma with suicide and mental health. So we need to talk about it, get people talking about it because people are ashamed. Oh my gosh, I got mental health problems. Let's not let anybody know. No, we need to talk about it because your mental health is as important as your physical health.
And then the other, I think, important thing in all this, you're documenting your journey, which I think is pretty important in helping tell the story and provide healing to you, but also, provide the outreach about this issue.
I meet a lot of people on the road, a lot of good people, and they can share their stories with me. And so, yeah, I feel like I'm helping myself, but I'm still helping others. And as I go and as I travel, I continue to meet more people. His fan brings a lot of attention. So that helps. You know, people say, "Oh, I like your van." Then I can say, "Oh, yeah, that was my son's van," you know, and then I can tell them my story and it opens up and able to talk about suicide, make people feel more comfortable about it.
And describe the van for us. And you said you're finishing the van. So can you tell us a little bit about that part of the project?
It's a 95 Chevy G20 cargo van, and he started it, and then unfortunately he didn't finish it. He had put a bed in and cabinets, and he had wired it for solar and all that, but it needed a lot of work, so it took us about a year. And so we did 90% of the work. It's not perfect, but I'm proud to drive it. So And it has the Traveler on the side of it. It's a white van, and it has like a mountain scene on the sign. And it says the Traveler. We named it the Traveler, so.
And I know on your social media, you document kind of each stop or each part of the journey. So we heard about your visit to our area in Mercer County on the banks of the Mississippi River in Keysburg. Tell us about your impressions and kind of what you experienced there.
Well, you know, when you go through the death of a child, you have anger, you know, you kind of give up on humanity. And as I travel, I meet people and their kindness and their caring. And so here, I mean, everybody's so friendly. I had dinner brought to me and people come up to me and talk to me, and it just, everybody's so friendly, and it's so beautiful here. I really, really enjoyed my stay. Like, a lot of, I feel peace here, so I really enjoyed my stay. It's nice seeing people help each other. It makes you feel like, yeah, there's a lot of good people out there. Like, there was a boat that got tied up with the propellers, with a rope in the propellers, so people were helping, and it's good to see that. It's wonderful to see people helping each other.
All right. Anything else you need to bring up before we end this conversation that I didn't ask you about?
I just want people to know that there's always hope. Don't ever give up on hope. There's always a new tomorrow. There's help out there. Don't ever give up. Reach out and get help.